Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. Thank you for calling the Roundup Hotline. I'm on a
Hey, how
recorded
you
line.
doing?
Good, how are you? I am on a recorded line. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria for the Roundup claim?
Yes, I'll try to find a new plane.
Okay, cool. So again, my name is Randy Reese. It is like the peanut butter cups there. So if you have any trouble remembering my name, there you go. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
That's the leak.
Dutch.
No, Dexter.
Oh, Dexter. I love that name.
Yeah.
Like Dexter's
Thank
Laboratory, right?
you. Yes,
All right. What's your last name, Dexter?
Lee, L-E-E.
Okay, that's my middle name there, young man. Okay. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sir Dexter, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I have to ask it one more time and then we'll move on. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Is that a yes? You've not done that?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, were you or yourself diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Do you by any chance happen to know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The who?
It's a subtype, and if you don't, that's okay. But I do have to ask. In other words, you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know if it's like a chronic lymphoma, leukemia, diffuse large B cell? Do you know what the subtype is?
Yes, this is B cell.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so they is it lymphatic lymphoma, leukemia, or polyprolific? Do you know?
It's not Hodgkin lymphoma.
Okay, so that would be the lymphoma, the lymphatic. I'm so sorry. How are you doing, by the way?
Just doing, taking day by day.
Okay. All right, let me see the other subtypes. Did they diagnose you with anything else?
No.
Okay. As if that's not enough, right?
Exactly.
I'm so sorry. Okay, and that was a question. So you only had the one diagnosis. Now you'd be filing the claim for yourself. Is that correct, Dexter?
Yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
March 20th, 2020.
Okay. So that was obviously after 2025, or 2005, I'm sorry. That's the question. Is it a living case between 2025 or 2005 and present? I don't normally go this far back, so I apologize. I keep blurting that out wrong, but you're good. How's that? Okay. Do you know the approximate date when you received that diagnosis? I think you just told me.
Yes, March 20th, 2020.
There you go. Thank you, brother. Okay. Now, discovery, just what this has to do with is when, and there is no right or wrong answer, but when did you figure out that your NHL might have had something to do with Roundup?
What you mean with date?
Well, yeah, approximately, like, was it when you saw the ad and you said, hey, that's what I got? I mean, and there's no right or wrong answer. I just have to ask.
Yeah, pretty much, because it was all over the TV and the internet, so.
That's the number one answer that I get, sir. So thank you for that. Would you say that it was, maybe a year after you got your diagnosis? When do you think you might have seen the first commercial that said, "Hey, wait a minute, what's going on here?" And it could have been last week. It doesn't matter.
Maybe about a year.
Okay, so we'll go with that. So we'll go with right now it's October, so we'll go with October 1st of 2023. How's that? That's
Okay.
about a year ago. Okay. Now, sir, did you spray Roundup at home, or did you spray it at work, or did you do both?
No, I sprayed it at home in my
Okay.
backyard.
Okay. Yeah, I do too. They still sell that stuff too.
Yes, that's what I was saying too.
I know. What is the address where you used it?
1870 Selwyn, SELWYN Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30035.
30035. Okay, I had to write that down first because I can't type that fast. I really am old, so we didn't have typing or computers when I was in school. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Selwyn Road. But I have been to Decatur. I do love it down there. You
Yeah,
guys got
it's
really good. You got really good food down there in Georgia. You really do.
Yeah, some people think we don't.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I don't know
I
why.
Don't hurt them.
I kid you not, sir, and I am typing, so I'm not wasting your time, but I honestly, when I make pecan pies, we get the pecans from Georgia. There's some, I'd have to look it up, but there's some farm out there, and they are the best. They really are. And
oh, yeah,
peaches.
We have some good pecans.
Yeah, pecans, that's what you all call them, right? Listen, sir, you're going to have my information. Please don't forget that if you know anybody else that wants to jump on this claim, to give them my name and number, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, moving on. The question is how old were you when you were using Roundup? But it's real, real easy. Were you between 18 and 79?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, it's real easy. And then how many years would you say you used Roundup?
For like 15 years.
About 15 years. So you obviously used it for more than 10 days.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the phone that we're talking to you on, is this a smartphone?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a citizen in the United States?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And I'm going to go real fast on this. I'm just going to ask you about prior illnesses, any HIV, AIDS? No?
No.
Any autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Any diabetes?
No.
Any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And any family history of cancer?
No.
And how about, do you have any organ transplants?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
And the last one is lupus?
No.
Okay. So, your main injury that you and I are referring to is NHL, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Yes.
And then I have as your first name, Dexter, D-E-X-T-E-R?
Yes.
And your middle name?
Renard, R-E-N-A-R-D.
N-A-R-D, and it's Lee. Just like my middle name, Renard Lee. So Dexter Renard Lee, just like Dexter's Laboratory. I love that show, so please don't think I'm making fun of you. You can say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups if you want, okay? Okay. Dexter, is there any suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
Okay, and can you please confirm your gender for me?
Male.
And are you married?
No.
Okay. So your current, when you were diagnosed, were you married or single then too?
Single.
And your last four of your social?
5432.
Very close to mine. Mine's 5430. I'm not making that up, so we're very close. What is your? I want to find out. What's your date of birth?
April 6th, 1955.
April 6th, 1955.
Yes.
And I am very close to you. I'm 59, so. I am right now 65 years old, so right now you just turned 70, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Good for you. We do make it, sir. We do, okay? When did you first learn of a possible connection between Roundup and your injuries? I kind of asked that before. I think you said it was about a year ago or so.
Yes.
Okay, approximately 1 year I'm going to put on this one. Thank you for that. And they kind of ask it again, when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? Still the same answer, probably about a year. I think what we put was October 1st of 2023. Are you still okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. How tall are you?
5'7".
Yeah, we're about the same height, too. How much do you weigh?
Maybe about 183.
That's on a good day, right? That's like me. We're about the same size too, dude.
Exactly.
Seriously. That's funny. All right, hold on. I gotta get that 183. Okay. Yeah, you're fine. What's your best email address?
Is D as in dog, Lee, 1997, 1997 at gmail.com.
So you do repeat that, D Lee Lee.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So D Lee Lee 1997 1997 at Gmail, did you say?
Gmail. Yes, Gmail.
Okay. So again, to repeat to you, it's D Lee Lee 1997, again 1997 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I like that. And the best phone number I have for you is 404-895-0767.
Yes, sir.
Okay, is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay, and do you prefer to be contacted via text, email, or phone?
Either one
Okay,
or
cool.
both.
And you're not married, so you have no spouse? So
No.
non-applicable? Well, that's what that means. I'm with you on that too, brother. I have been down there to Stone Mountain one time a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, Stone Mountain. Yeah, that's a nice little place.
It is. It
Everybody be
really
going
is.
to the
Yeah.
mountain.
How many times would you say you used Roundup per year, per month? Was it seasonal, which is fine? I mean, so if you had to
Three
guess,
to four.
maybe.
Around 3 to 4 times during the summer.
Okay, so we'll put four times. So that's definitely seasonal. That's the same as out here. And had you used, you already answered this, but they kind of ask it again. You used Roundup for more than a year before you got sick, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And just again, your best guess, because you said it was 10, 15 years maybe. If you had to throw a date, it's 2024 right now. When would you say you started using Roundup? Maybe 2000, 2001?
2005,
Oh,
around
really?
2005.
You know that
Yeah.
one. Good. Do you, was it, so it would have been summer, so probably like June of 2005?
Yeah, probably somewhere around or the beginning of 2005.
Okay, to get a good start on things. Now, are you still using Roundup?
No.
Okay. When would you say you stopped using Roundup? Just approximately.
2020.
Probably right after you got sick. Okay, so we're going to put November. And you don't have any Roundup, do you?
What, round up for what? The date?
You still don't have any Roundup in your garage, I'm saying.
Oh, no. Oh, no, definitely.
Okay. Oh, thank you. And did you stop using Roundup because you found out it might be making you sick?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm just typing that out. We're almost done here, believe it or not. It was applied seasonal. Did you use the sprayer? Did you use the backpack? Do you remember? Did you just buy the bottle there, the premix?
I use the spray bottle.
That's what I used too. Okay, spray bottle.
Did you get it?
Pardon me, you were breaking up. What?
No, you said you use. I said, did you get sick?
Oh no, I didn't get sick, but I stopped using it. You could bet on that.
Yeah.
Did you? There's no right or wrong answer, but did you wear any protective gloves, goggles, anything like that when you were using Roundup? Probably gloves. No. No? Okay.
No, I didn't think I really needed it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too. Do you remember how big of an area you replied? Was it a fence line? Was it, just your yard, full yard, just in general?
Yeah, a full yard.
Full yard and fence line. Yeah, I have to do that too, but now I go out and pull it. All right, and that all took place in Georgia, correct?
Yes.
And your exposure was residential, and you were first. You were directly exposed through gardening and maintenance of your yard. Is that probably the best way to put it?
Yes, basically, yep.
Okay. And I don't mean to coach you on that, but you already kind of told me, directly exposed by yard work. Okay, we really are almost done. And you were directly exposed, and you personally sprayed Roundup, is that correct?
Yes.
And that is how you were directly exposed, correct?
Yes.
And so the question is, this is the question, how often were you present during the application of Roundup? And that would be always, because you're the one that sprayed it, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so 3 to 4 times. Okay. Let's see if this flies. Okay. All right. So you said you used it for about 10 or 15 years.
Oh, it was about 15 years.
About 15 years, and you're using it 3 to 4 times a year. Well, here's the question, so Dexter. It's how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? So if we took 15 years and just even went the minimal number of 3, that would be 45.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Do you live near a well?
No.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been, these are just general questions, sir. Have you ever been exposed to, I know I don't have a well either. I don't know anybody that does. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides that you know of?
No.
How about benzene? Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And you already told me you were using the premix from the bottle. Is that correct?
No, concentrated.
Oh, the concentrate. Oh, ooh, that's nasty, dude.
Yeah.
And did you just buy it, like, from Home Depot? Do you remember where you usually purchased it?
I purchased it from Walmart.
Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little cheaper there, actually. I do know that. And there's no right or wrong answer, but would you have, you don't have to have them in your possession right at this moment, but if you were asked to provide, do you have any credit card receipts or any sort of proof of purchase of Roundup at all in your possession? If not, you can say no.
No, that's been a long time ago.
I know, dude, I know. That's why.
If I did, they probably wouldn't be able to see it because it would be on went away.
No, I hear you. And you do not have any Roundup in your possession anymore, correct?
No, sir.
Thank you. And and again, you don't have any receipts because it's been a long time. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed? It doesn't matter. Yes or no?
No, not right now.
Okay. Well, we're old. We don't have to be working. Did you lose any time because of treatments or anything from that end, from that non-Hodgkin's, from work?
Not really, no.
Okay. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Me neither. That's our age group. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits that you can remember?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim? There's no right or wrong answer.
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. Anything other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And do you know your doctor's name?
Yes.
And what is his name?
Dr. John McHale.
McHale?
Yeah, M-I-K-E-L-L.
Thank you. And where is he? I'm going to Google this. Where is he located?
St. Joseph Hospital.
St. Joseph. St. Joseph. We have one of those here in California, so I got to make sure I pull up the one in Georgia. They're a good hospital, by the way.
Yeah, they is.
Yeah. There it is. Is that Savannah, Atlanta?
Yeah, Savannah, Georgia.
Gotcha. Oh,
yeah,
you're in
Savannah.
Georgia. That's a beautiful place.
No, I'm not in Savannah, but that's where I went.
Okay, that's where you went. Okay, let me just grab this address. They have good reviews. I see a lot of hospitals and places, and this place has better reviews than most. Okay. And let's see something here. Do you have a direct line for him by chance?
Oh, no.
Okay, I'll just pull it from here then. That'll put him into the switchboard if they need to talk to him. I know how doctors work. Okay. And just, you know what, again, there's no right or wrong answer on this one, but how is your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? How what would you say? Have you had to take it easy? I mean, is it, you know, what would you say?
I had to just step back and learn a lot of stuff, take it easy.
Okay, so you've slowed down, has had to slow down. In your own words, you're not as active as you were.
No.
Okay, anything like diet or anything? Do you have to, you know, pay attention to your diet?
Well, I always pay attention to my diet anyway.
Good for you. Okay, so we don't need to worry about that. Now, you don't have to have them in your possession, but what I really need to ask you is, do you know if the medical records that indicate your cancer and type exist? In other words, would they have them at the hospital or do you have them?
Oh, they're at the hospital.
Okay. So they do exist, and that again is St. Joseph's. I'm going to copy this over again. And again, that was Dr. Mikhail. And are you still undergoing treatment?
Yes.
And do you still go to St. Joe's or where do you go now?
Yes, St. Joseph.
You still go there. Okay. Cool. When's the last time you went?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Perfect. So we'll go with September. Well, today's the 23 weeks ago. It would have been in October still. So we'll put, and it could be approximate. So we'll just put this 10/2/24. Do you go to St. Joseph's for all your treatments, or do you ever see Dr. McHale off-site at another location?
No, go to St. Joseph.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And is that also, do you have an oncologist or is that also Dr. McHale?
Yes, that's him.
Okay.
Yes, that's him.
And he's again located at St. Joseph's.
Yes.
And that's in Savannah. Okay, cool. So I guess we're not eating at the Waffle House, are we?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. They don't have those out here.
Oh,
Probably a
for
good
real?
thing.
Yeah, I heard they have them everywhere.
Yeah, they don't. So have you got, what types of treatment have you got? Any stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or no treatment?
Chemotherapy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And your current address?
1870 Selwyn Drive,
Okay,
Decatur, Georgia.
same thing you told me,
Yes.
right? Okay, let me go back up top. See how it moved. I know some of the questions are a repeat. I do really apologize. I don't set these things up, but they just want to make sure they have it correct. Okay, I'm going back up. I'm up there, up there, up there, up there, up there. Just looking at everything. Oh, Selwyn indicator 30035. Okay. You got a claim here. You do. So it's worth it for you to stick with me here.
Okay.
I would be able to tell already if you were disqualified, and you're not, so I wouldn't do that to you.
All right, thank you.
No worries. Okay, any apartment number or anything there?
No.
Okay, so we have 1870 Selwyn, Selwyn Drive, Decatur in DeKalb County, Georgia 30035. Dr.
Well, it's
McKell.
Wyn. It's Wyn.
Selwyn. Did I say something else?
Oh, you said I.
Oh, okay, because I actually have it spelled Y. Sorry. I just spoke too fast. All right. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't get a hold of you. Do you have somebody that you could give us permission to contact?
No.
Pardon me?
No.
I got to put something in here. So do you have like a second phone number or something?
Yes, you can put 470-236-5121.
And who is that?
My brother.
Okay. What's his first name?
Bernard.
Bernard. Okay. I could put on here that we don't have permission to contact him if you want.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. All right. Is there any other information you want to share with us about your case? Because we're done. I'm going to ask you to sign a document here in a minute.
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Let me just check over, make sure that I got everything right. Just do a little quick recap with you. I know it's long, but I'll go really, really quickly. And then what we'll do is we'll DocuSign. Let me close that out. For your subtype, I put you said you had B lymphatic lymphoma, not leukemia, correct?
No, not leukemia.
Not leukemia, lymphoma, correct. That's what I got is lymphoma. Okay, and yes, you did want to meet the criteria. No, you don't have an attorney. Yes, you're affirming you've not signed anything. Yes, you have a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis. As far as you know, your lymphoma subtype is B lymphatic. If not, don't worry, that doesn't disqualify you. Let's see, going down. No, you only have the one diagnosis. Yes, you're filing the claim for yourself. You are alive. This happened between 2005 and present. You approximately received that diagnosis. Well, you know you received that diagnosis on 03/20 of 2020. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. And your discovery, meaning that you found out that there might be a connection to Roundup, was about a year ago. You used it at home. 1870 Selwyn, spelled Selwyn Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30035. This happened between your age of 18 and 79 years old. You used it for 15 years. Yes, you used it for more than 10 days. This is a smartphone. You are a citizen. Main injury is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You are Dexter Renard Lee. No suffix. You are a male. You're single. You are not married. And the last four of your social, 5432, and your birthday is 04061955, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you used it for, you learned about the connection approximately a year ago. That's when you, about the same time as about, you figured out that your injuries might have been related. You are 5'7", 183 pounds, dlee, 1997, @gmail.com, 404-895-0767. It's a mobile. Four times a year you use the Roundup seasonally. Probably started using Roundup in, what did you say on that one?
What?
About 15 years ago.
Yeah, 15 years.
Okay. All right. Good. So that would be 2010. I'm glad I caught that, actually. Okay, good. Now, you stopped using Roundup approximately 2020. That only shows that you used it for 10 years. You sure you didn't go back a little further?
No. Yes, I told you around 2005.
2005. Okay, my mistake, sir. Sorry. My hearing isn't always the greatest. Okay. And you did use the full yard and the fence line?
Yes.
And you're in Georgia, residential, directly exposed by yard work. And you were always present during the application because you did it yourself. Approximately 45 exposures. Okay. And no receipts. No more Roundup in your possession. Okay. Let me hit the submit key and see if I missed anything. Okay, something's red here. Let's see what it's telling me. We really are just about done, so I'm just trying to figure out what's in the red here. Okay. So on this emergency contact thing, Dexter, we do request this in case something unfortunate should happen to you. This way that we can keep continuing your case. Typically, we would only contact this emergency contact if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent any disruptions in your case. We found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients become unresponsive. So in the event that we cannot get a hold of you for an extended period of time, then when we have your permission to contact Bernard.
Yes.
All right, thank you for that, sir. That's what was hanging me up. So bear with me here. Go to my DocuSign. Have you ever done DocuSign before, Dexter?
Yes.
Okay, pretty easy stuff then. Good. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to send you over a DocuSign. I'm going to send it right to your phone. You can obviously sign the document via DocuSign, and then once that's signed, it'll get submitted over to your law firm. I'm going to text you a phone number, et cetera, and all that stuff to your law firm. And what'll happen is they'll reach out to you in a couple of days. What's going on here?
Okay.
I'm waiting for this DocuSign to load up. It's just spinning. I don't know what's going on. Let me try another one. Let me put you on a quick hold and figure out what's going on here. I'll be right back. I promise, Dexter. Hold on. Please don't go away. We are all done. I'm just trying to get you the document. Thank you.